What's up, guys? Welcome to the Struggle Podcast. We are excited about this. We have no idea what we're doing.
Never filmed a podcast before.
That's right, but we figured we would give it a shot. You might want to know who I am and what we're doing and why we're doing it. My name is Clint Followell, and I'm a youth pastor here in San Marcos, Texas. I've been here 6 years. I'm married and have 3 kids. 2 of our kids are adopted. We love life here in Central Texas. We just have a heart for students. Ty, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Ty Gist. I'm a youth pastor in Central Texas, just outside of Waco. It's funny how this came about. Clint messaged me on Facebook one day and said, "Hey, dude, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. Would you be interested?" And I was like, "Dude, I love podcasts, so absolutely." And so who am I? I'm a youth pastor, like I said. I am married, and I have 1 kid and 1 kid on the way. We've got a lot of excitement happening in our life right now. Graduated from Truett Seminary. I've been a youth pastor for 5 or 6 years now, closer to 6 years now. We just love students. I know Clint loves students. We love working with students and encouraging student faith. And so we're excited to do a podcast. This is going to be a fun podcast. We're excited to joke, to talk about serious issues, but also to have some fun. I know I'm a big sports fan. I know Clint's a big sports fan. And so we're excited to toss the ball around in this arena of youth ministry, but also in the arena of sports. We'll talk about fantasy football. We'll talk about a bunch of stuff. So I hope that you're excited to follow us on this journey. You might be wondering, why do we call it The Struggle? What's the point of that? Well, our heart for this podcast was really to be a podcast for students and for youth workers, youth ministers, to come together and to talk about the struggles of teenage faith. We want to talk about the things that you're asking as students and you're wondering as youth pastors about your students. What do they struggle with? What are the questions they're asking about God, about the Bible, about spirituality in their world? We want to honestly dialogue with those questions. We want to give you a place where you can struggle with faith, that you don't have to just accept those, you know, Sunday school answers, but we can dialogue about those deep issues of faith and really get to the heart of some of those more complex issues. We want to do that from a student perspective, having students write questions into us, and then we're going to take those questions and answer those every week on a podcast.
We believe that this generation, your generation, is struggling with issues that are far deeper than generations have struggled in the past. And with social media, everything that comes with that, it is so easy for us and for you to hide what's really going on because you want to make sure that no one else sees those things. Well, here's a place where you don't have to, you know, show somebody what you're struggling with, but you just send us a question, let us know what it is, and then hopefully we can talk about it in an honest way and you can walk away with ideas and ways to hopefully overcome those situations, those things in your life.
Absolutely. In the world of podcasts, there's so many podcasts that you can listen to. And so if you're thinking, man, what is this podcast going to be about? Why is it different? Why should I listen to this? If you're a youth pastor, this is going to be less about models and strategies, the way to do youth ministry. I'm sure we'll hit some of that along the way. But if you're a youth pastor listening, really, this is going to be a place where you get to hear the heart of students. What are they really struggling with? And how can we dialogue with them in an honest way? And if you're a student listening, let's be honest, you don't get that place a lot. In our ministries, we've got Bible studies, we've got games, we've got service projects. A lot of things are happening, but you don't always have the freedom to dialogue with hard questions about faith. We want you to be able to do that. You know, we both believe that a genuine faith is a faith formed out of questioning. Let's take those questions. Let's wrestle with them and form faith deeply in students and in youth pastors. And we want to do that together. And so we hope that this is a place where adults and students can all struggle with that together and hopefully learn from one another. I believe that we're going to learn a lot from student questions along this journey. What are students asking? What are they struggling with? What are you guys really questioning about faith? We're excited for the journey. I hope that you're excited about the prospect of getting to have this space, and we'll just see where it goes.
Let me put you on the spot. We didn't talk about this at all, but Ty, why don't you tell everybody one thing that makes you different? You know, that question in youth that we always ask, whatever it might be. It might be if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Right.
Or if you could be any flavor of toothpaste, what would you be? You know, all of those weird questions. You pick one and let's roll with it.
Let's do it. Well, let me tell you, I love that you brought up the superhero question. I believe I have the best answer on if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Everyone, you know, it's fly, it's disappear, vanish, all these kind of things. The best superpower in the world is the power to refill. Like refill anything. If your drink is empty, boom, I just refill it. If your fries are empty, it's like, boom, I'm just going to refill them right here. If your bank account's empty, boom, I'm just going to refill it. Like that is the best superpower. So that's what my superpower would be.
Nice.
Yeah. But what makes me different? Weird, quirky things. I eat things really weird, dude. It's like bananas are one example. Everyone eats bananas with the stem and then they break the stem and peel the banana. I learned that's the wrong way to eat a banana. You're supposed to eat a banana the opposite way. You pinch it, you peel it, and then you've got a handle with the stem on the other end.
We actually, 4 years ago, shout out to Dustin Coons from Truett Seminary, one of my good friends. He came down and spoke at our DNOW, and he actually physically demonstrated how you're supposed to open a banana and eat it that year in DNOW. So I'm actually quite familiar that we do it wrong. And the funny thing is I've tried to do it right, but I just can't break the habit. I do it wrong every time.
See, someone told me that monkeys eat bananas this way. And I realized, dude, monkeys are the experts on bananas. If I'm going to open a banana anyway, it should be the way monkeys do it. So yeah, I eat food really weird. Eat pancakes weird. I get to go on forever about it. I have weird quirks about
Hold on, wait. How do you eat pancakes weird?
So here's the deal. Pancakes. What's the most frustrating thing about a pancake? Your syrup runs off the pancake. So when I get a pancake, I dig a little hole in the center of it about halfway through the pancake. So not all the way through, but it's like a little syrup pocket. So you put syrup on the pancake, but you fill the little hole and there's always like a syrup reservoir to be had on your pancake.
So you're the guy that gave McDonald's the idea for McGriddles.
Maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere I should be getting some revenue checks from that.
I was going to say, you should have trademarked that one.
I think they missed the boat on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody missed the boat. Well, so for me, if I could have any superpower, I'm more vanilla in this. And it's not that I am boring, but it's more of a connection with childhood stuff. It would be like The Flash, to be super fast, because I grew up watching cartoons and wanting to be The Flash. And then in high school, I ran cross country. And so it just made sense that I wanted to be super fast. And then when, you know, I realized you could actually turn back time, so you kind of have two in one. I like that too. That's kind of fun. As far as
wait, The Flash is not just fast.
Well, no, he's so fast that he can go backwards in time.
I had no idea. That's awesome.
Oh, you don't watch The Flash, the TV show?
I do not.
Well, truthfully, I've only watched like the first season, but I know that some of that happens. Anyway, he's pretty boss. As far as what makes me unique, I'll go with the thing that I always go to because everyone is always surprised when I say it. When I was in college, I was in a band, and I was the frontman screamer for a screamo hardcore rock band.
For real?
For real.
That is awesome.
Or should I say,
I was going to say, can you give us a taste? But there you go.
Yeah, it's different whenever you don't have the music going behind you. But
I think it's the exact same. I think you should give us a try of that.
maybe in a future podcast
we
can work something out. We did record 5 songs, but it caused me to fail a class in college, so not all good things come from the screamo band part of my life. Anyway, okay, I think that's enough about you and I. Let's dig into just kind of a quick intro first, you know, episode idea that we were talking about, the struggle for students and how they connect with the local church.
Yeah, so we were talking before we started, what is the student's place in the church? If students belong inside the church, where is that? As I was thinking about this, I thought, it's often from the negatives that we kind of learn, hey, well, that's not really the way we should view that. And I think one of the ways that we mistakenly place students in the church is, you know, we call them the church of the future. And we get all excited and say, man, our students are the church of the future, and we love them, and we want to give them resources. But when we do that, what we're saying is, students, one day are going to be the church. They're not yet the church. And so we can love them and we need to minister to them, but we don't really give them a place at the table. We don't really allow them to serve. We don't allow them to have voice in how we're doing things. And so we kind of push them to the outs. We want to provide for them lots of resources and places to hang out, but we're not allowing them to become a central part of the church. And so I think we miss this whole conversation when we say students are the church of the future, rather than students are a part of our church community right now. And how do we involve them in the life of the church today?
For sure. I've had many students talk to me about not feeling a part of or connected with the church. Sometimes it's just an issues of worship style and they don't feel like the worship connects to them. And sometimes that's an issue for you as the student. Let's be honest. I know that there are times when I come to worship and the music isn't exactly what I want to hear. But if my heart is in the right place and I am desiring to connect with God, it doesn't matter what style of worship, it can help. But the point is, sometimes it is our heart issue. There are other times where in our churches, we like to say, this corner of this building is your space. You stay over there. And as long as you do your stuff there and don't mess up anything else in the church.
Yeah, don't come break our pews. Don't come break our windows. Stay over there and we're good.
That's right. And that's sometimes the youth take that as, see, we're not really a part of the church. We just have our space and our thing to do, but we're expected to behave and follow the rules. And that's our role instead of being a catalyst for the church, which I really believe is part of the role that you have in the church as students, is to be a catalyst for the entire church body. We often look to the older adults, to the leaders of our church for vision, but I think there's something to be said for what Jesus did. Jesus surrounded himself with young people. His first disciples were 20, 19, and younger, and he surrounded himself with these young men.
So what you're saying is Jesus was the first youth pastor.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you have Jesus, who's 30 to 33, how old are you?
26.
And I'm, 34. right in there, you have this age range. And this is like the age of a youth pastor because we still connect with, but we care about students. But you have him ministering to these young men who end up becoming the beginning of the church, the first church leaders. And I think there's something we said for the youth's reckless abandonment and how they pursue. I mean, you see it when we do a competition, when you do a silly game in youth, 100% all in, because there's something about being young and going after something. And that is the kind of faith, that is the kind of pursuit that we need to see as the church to really understand and go after what God wants us to.
Man, I love that. And I think you're spot on when you talk about the energy that youth bring and the reckless abandon that they'll run after something and run after their faith. I think that has a lot to teach the church and adults about what does it mean to follow Christ, to pursue Christ with all of our hearts. But as you say that leads me to one of the other dangers or pitfalls I see in youth ministry when thinking about what is the place of students in the church. I think one of the other dangers that I see or mistakes that are made is we swing the pendulum the other way from the church of the future and they're kind of on the outside. We swing to the other side of we're going to be a church about youth ministry. And the youth ministry becomes the heart and soul of the church. And we think this is how we're going to attract young families. And we give all of our resources and we pour everything into young people. How old am I? Students are what faith is about. And so we elevate the youth ministry to the highest place in the church. And I think that is a mistake as well, because then we're negating the older, wiser experience of people who've been walking with Christ for a while. I think it's a mistake to say that this is the perfect example of faith is the faith of students. It's somewhere in the middle, right? And I like to think of it as if the foot of the cross is level ground, then students shouldn't be left out of the church. Students shouldn't be elevated to the highest place in the church. But really, youth ministry exists as a heartbeat of the church with every other ministry of the church. It's Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I like to think of him as the first modern youth minister. He writes this 8 theses on youth ministry. And one of the things that he says is youth belong at the center of the church. And he says that's not because they're more special and they deserve more attention. They deserve equal place, equal say with young adults, with your middle-aged adults and your senior adults. Students are right in that same place, and we're all following Jesus together and we're all learning about Jesus together. I don't know about you, but in my experience, that's all students are asking for, is they don't want to be forgotten about. They don't want to be seen as children or less than, but they want a place at the table. View us as equals in this regard. And of course, students have things to learn and their faith is in a place of great growth. But hey, so is all of our faith, and they have things to teach us. And so I think when we provide a place at the table for students, then we're really allowing them to nurture our church, help our church flourish, and become a part of this community that Jesus is trying to build.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of this guy named Paul, but he talks about the church being the body and everyone having a role and every person having a specific gift. And I think youth are the same way. It's a both and. It's not that their gifts are better or whatever, but and then we don't want to make all things focus to youth, just like we don't want to make all things focus to a specific age bracket or a specific type of person. The kingdom of God is so diverse and so good. And that's, I think that's what we strive for, is to reach all people. I went to Youth Pastor Summit on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And Greg Steer from Dare to Share was there and he got to speak. And one of the passages he talked about is where Paul says, I have become all things to all people that I might win some. And I think this is the thing that we need to strive for as churches and as youth leaders and as youth. The focus of the church is to understand and know your gifting, recognize those giftings, lift those up so that everyone has equal part of the church. And then when that's happening, we're going to experience God moving through the body in a tangible way where we see people from our communities coming to know Christ. And as you can hear, my son is talking to me. Hold on just a second.
Love that. What is youth ministry if not wrangling kids?
So we've talked a lot about this, about finding your place in the church. But students, if you're listening, you might think, so what do I do? How do I find my place in the church?
I think there are several great ways that you can get involved if you're a student in your church and work your way into being in that central place. I think the first thing you can do is figure out what your gifts and talents are and plug in to serve in your church in that area. If you're a gifted singer, apply for the worship team. Go stand on stage and lead worship on Sunday mornings. Serve as a greeter in your church. If you love people and you love talking to people, welcome people as they come into your sanctuary. We are Baptists. And if you're a member of your church, apply to be on some committees or ask to be on some committees. Be in the workings of the church. Don't just come on Wednesday nights and think that's church. I tell my students all the time that what we do on Wednesday nights with our students is not church. It's a part of church, but if that's your only church experience, you're missing a richness that is church. And so by plugging into the corporate body, plugging into worship on Sunday mornings and finding ways to serve, maybe it's take offering, maybe it's read scripture, maybe it's pray. But I love when I see students as regular parts of what the church does, that it's not just isolated on Wednesday nights. What would you say, Clint?
Absolutely. The number one thing is to show that you want to be a part of the church, to express it. If you have a youth pastor, go talk to your youth pastor about how you can plug in and use them as an advocate. If you're at a smaller church or maybe you just got involved in a church, just find someone in leadership that you can talk to. Maybe it's a Sunday school teacher or another adult in the church and just say, hey, I really like this church. I want to find ways to serve in this church. The really fun thing about that is if you do that in some places, they're not going to know what to do. Wait, you want to do something? You want to actually be a part of what we're doing? They're not going to know how to act at first.
Yeah, they may point you to the janitor's closet and say, hey, we've got some floors that could use mopping, or point you back to the children's ministry. Hey, you could teach a children's Sunday school class.
I think the other part, the other kind of last thing as far as what can you do is just be present and be there, engaged. Those are huge things. A lot of times the church sees our youth, sees you, whether you're actually engaged or not, sometimes they feel like you aren't. They feel like you're just there for the games or for the food. So show that you're actually there for something more than that.
That's good.
And then build relationships with the older people in your church. Some of the biggest change I've seen in youth and in the older generation in our church is when they come together and they build a relationship and they work together on mission projects and they meet together just to hang out. And you hear the stories of some of the older members of our church, and then the youth get to share what's going on in their life. And all of a sudden, there's something that happens when you have generations of faith come together and work together.
Yeah, believe it or not, oftentimes we think students are scared of adults and older adults, and sometimes that's the truth. Most of the time, older adults are scared of students. They're scared of you. They don't know how to interact with you. Sometimes they're nervous about, I don't know what to say to a teenager. It breaks down so many walls if you as a student walk up to them and say, hey, my name's so-and-so, my name's Bob, and you start a conversation with them. First off, it'll throw them off. That's what breaks down those barriers. It can go both ways. I challenge our senior adults to break down barriers with our students and have conversations, but you can do the same thing, students, and you will break a barrier that maybe you didn't even know was there.
So some of you hear this and think, yeah, but that's awkward. Here's a phrase that came again from Greg Steer, but it's something I've used in my youth ministry for many years. Awkward is awesome. The reality is building relationships is awkward. But if you're going to share the gospel with people, if you're going to be a part of a church, if you're going to be a part of a community that shares authentic, deep struggles, awkward is awesome because that's where it starts.
I love that. Awkward is awesome. That's great. We're kind of awkward. And so I tell my students all the time, hey, embrace the awkward. If you embrace the awkward, then you can't be embarrassed by it. So just dive in, build those relationships, embrace the awkward.
There you go. We hope that you got something from this today. Where do you find your place in the church? Just go do it. Go find some way to serve, find some way to connect, find some adult to connect with, and be a part of what God is doing right there in your church. And if you're not in a church and you somehow you hear about this and you listen, one of our biggest encouragements to you is find a church. Find a place where you can grow alongside other youth and adults who care about you and push you to grow in your faith.
Yeah, you can just show up. You just walk into a youth group on one Wednesday. I promise you will be loved. Find a place that some of your friends grow. Man, just go hang out one Wednesday night and see what God does with that step of faith.
All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. We are so glad that you joined us. Hopefully you'll stick around after this first episode. Maybe even listen to our second one. We're going to try to do this each and every week. Life can be crazy, so sometimes we might miss a week here and there, but we're going to do our best. But we are excited, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear feedback. We want to hear questions. We want to know what's going on. And so you can find our deal on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The handle is @TheStruggleYM. That's YM as in youth ministry. So just find us on one of those, send us a direct message or ask us a question. But like I said, we really want to hear from you because we want to take the issues you're really struggling with and deal with them. Any last words, Ty?
I think that sums it up good. Listen again. Come join us for our next episode.
Fantastic. And you may have heard a song at the very beginning that you've never heard before. That song is called Fighter. And it's by a guy named Joseph Sojourner. I heard him at the Youth Pastor Summit this past week and got to talk with him. And his heart is that this would be a generation of youth that come together, that are united. And that's what that song is all about. It's about being a fighter and fighting through the struggles. And that's what we hope you get out of from this podcast. We're not going to give you all the answers, but hopefully we give you enough encouragement to keep fighting. Until next week, have a good one. We'll see you later.
Peace out.